This is the Palladian Energy Podcast, a podcast series for energy professionals featuring short, insightful interviews with experts who can shed light on topics that matter to you and your business. We'll cover issues relevant to the upstream, midstream, and downstream sectors. The first series will comprise 10 episodes, each providing valuable information on the topic of digitalization in the oil and gas industry. I'm your host, Elizabeth Corner, Senior Editor at Palladian Publications. Please subscribe to the podcast for free on anchor.fm and rate and review.
Sponsoring this episode of the Palladian Energy Podcast is Prisma Photonics, helping to keep the most critical, large-scale infrastructure up and running. Introducing a quantum leap in pipeline monitoring for smarter, safer, and more efficient operations. Head to prismaphotonics.com to learn more about Prisma Flow, a pipeline monitoring solution that can scale to thousands of kilometers without installing any sensors for leak detection, third-party intrusion, excavations, and more. Prisma Photonics, pipeline response ability at scale.
Welcome to episode one of the podcast, where I, Elizabeth Corner, am talking to Dr. Eran Inbar, CEO and founder of Prisma Photonics, based in Israel, about advanced monitoring of pipeline assets. We know that the safe and efficient running of midstream infrastructure is important to everyone along the supply chain in oil and gas, and that having a handle on exactly how your assets are performing is key to optimizing operations. In this episode, I'll be talking to Eran about how pipeline operators can gain actionable insights on their assets, enabling them to move to a new era of digitalization. Eran, thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much, Elizabeth. Pleasure to be here.
You recently wrote a technical article for World Pipelines magazine, which described unlocking pipeline digitalization with next-generation fiber sensing. The article opened with the example of some human and machine disturbance on a pipeline site, and then it set about discussing how the next generation of fiber optic technology can provide intelligent monitoring and sensing that can distinguish between the normal activity around a pipeline and those activities that should raise an alarm, thus reducing those problematic false alarms. And that seems like a really good place to start our discussion. So what can you tell me about the need for this type of monitoring technology in the pipeline sector today?
Well, I think that all of us understand that digital transformation of critical infrastructure is a very hot topic. And eventually, pipeline digitalization will reach every pipeline operator. And what we tried in this article is to put a spotlight on one of the major problems and pains of pipeline operators, and to try to show how, with a complex technology of big data and machine learning, we can bring a simple and robust solution to this industry.
Fantastic. Now, you mentioned storytelling several times throughout the article. Why is the concept of storytelling important to the technology you discuss, and what do you mean by that?
So what we find out when we're trying to monitor critical infrastructure in general and pipeline in particular is that the infrastructure or the pipeline is not in sterile environment. So there is a huge amount of activities along the pipeline. And we are, or our customer are, looking for the rare events, for the leaks, for the third party intrusions, while there are many other events. And in order to dig those relevant from the non-relevant, we need the storytelling. And let me just give you an example. If, for example, we are looking for third-party intrusion, if we're seeing a digger or detecting a digger dig close to the pipeline, but a part of the digger, we can see also the engine of the digger and detect it. And then we can see the digger spread the ground, and we can build the whole story. So there is the engine, there is the digging, there is the scrapping. So we can increase dramatically the confidence of the information that we can bring eventually to the user and reduce the false alarm rate.
Yes, there are often so many things going on a pipeline site, aren't there? So we know that pipeline operators face many challenges when it comes to leaks and spills. Can you tell us what is the difference between the first generation or current fiber optic sensing technologies and these next generation technologies that you discuss?
Yes, this is a very important question. I think that, first of all, we can answer in three words, and that's detection versus classification. So let me explain what I'm saying by detection versus classification. One of the main problems, for example, of pipeline operator is detecting leaks, to detect leaks as early as possible. And it seems that if we would like to detect leaks, so the problem is detection. But as I mentioned in previously, while you have huge amount of activities nearby and leaks, it's something that will happen maybe once every few years. Your main problem is not to detect the event, but classify it, the relevant one, the rare and relevant, between the unrelevant and the very common event. And if you cannot classify it, then you would get a huge amount of non-relevant information, which eventually would make the system ineffective. So when we're saying next generation, we're saying it's not just being able to detect what you need, it will be able to classify it and give you only the information that's relevant for you with a very high confidence level.
Another hot topic in the industry is product theft by hot tapping. So do the same differences between these technologies exist in that domain?
Yes, it's very similar, because also in this, you know, critical issue, mainly for oil pipeline, the hot tapping, you know, the criminals became better and better in this domain, and it's harder and harder to detect them. And as I mentioned, you have a lot of other activities. So in order to be able to do the exact classification, you need this technology. Otherwise, you would find yourself getting a lot of alerts, which significant amount of them would be non-relevant for your business.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk about false alarms, and specifically, how sensitive is the technology to false alarms, and how do you draw the parameters around a false alarm in the system?
Yeah. So we're saying in general a false alarm, but, you know, if you would ask how many false alarms do we have, the answer would be practically zero. When we're saying false alarm, it means we detect something that it's not exist. So this situation is very rare and hardly happened. And the main problem is what we call nuisance alarm. While we finding something, it's relevant, it's there. And that's the main problem of the first generation system. There is an event. It's not that there is nothing there, but it's not relevant. And how can I, once again, classify it? How can I eliminate it? So false alarm, practically zero. Nuisance alarm, due to our capability to do classification, can also be reduced into a very minimal level, which will not harm the operational capability of the system. So this is the main promise that we're bringing to the market, not only reducing the false alarm, but reducing dramatically also the nuisance alarm level.
Thank you. So let's talk a bit about who the audience is for your solution. Who do you think should be interested in PrismaFlow, and what problems do you solve for them right now, and what problems will you solve for them in the future?
So we are targeting mainly for the pipeline operators, so utilities, mainly transmission, but also distribution, but also integrator that working with pipeline utility. And we're offering a wide coverage for the physical problems that they have along the pipeline. And this can be, of course, leakage, third-party intrusion, hot tapping, you know, any risky activity close to the pipeline would be monitored, but also maintenance activities like inline pigging. So you would get a full coverage of the physical activity along your pipeline with very precise classification and very exact localization. It's not only that you know what's happening, but also the exact location and resolution of a few meters. So you have a very pinpoint and accurate system to work with.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about cost. So what is the cost for this technology? What about fit or retrofit for the fibers? And I wonder if I can ask you, who can benefit from this technology and how quickly can they start benefiting from that intelligence and data that they receive about their assets?
Okay, so I would answer step by step to this question, and I think it's one of the interesting questions is what's the cost, what is the return of investment? And first of all, when we comparing using fiber sensor into discrete sensor that you know, thousands of sensors that you would put along the pipeline, there is a huge difference in cost. Fiber is significantly lower cost, both for installation, but also the big advantage is that there is no maintenance needed, and the lifetime is also, it's almost unlimited, so there is no future upgrade. Once you have it, you have it, and it's good almost forever. So this is a big saving in cost. And that was the motivation for the first generation. What we found out that along pipeline, you have telecom infrastructure, you have telecom fiber along those pipeline, many of them, and they are not designed for sensing. But if you can use them, that's a huge cost because someone already put them for you. And that's one of the interesting aspects of our technology. We're saying we are infrastructure agnostic. If you have fiber, we can use the fiber, and we can use the fiber without performance degradation. This is the key. We'll give you the same performance, even though it's telecom fiber that you put maybe 15 years ago for telecom purposes. And as for the ramp-up time, how much time is needed, it can be measured in hours. So once you plug in the system, you're ready to go. There is no need for project of weeks, months, or more. You're plugging the system. It's a fast and automatic calibration. And in a matter of hours, you can just ramp up. And this is one of the important parameters. And it brings me to the last aspect of this question about the business model. We took those advantages and said, we would like to change the business model too. We would like to offer our customer the ability they can buy the system, but we would like to offer a service model. So you don't need to take commitment. We can plug the system, you can start using it immediately. You can pay just per use, so no commitment, no upfront commitment. And then you have a very flexible way to check, you know, test, validate the system, understand the value, without the need to take a big commitment upfront.
Fantastic. So to draw our conversation to a close, I think I need to ask you, what is the risk of not adopting these types of technologies? Are there other ways to bring similar results if you don't use fiber? And are there any limitations or constraints to your technology? Is there anything that you haven't been able to sense or monitor with it?
So I think that first of all, it was, you know, clear always, but it became much clearer in the last few years that, you know, critical infrastructure owner have responsibility. That's why we call our solution responsibility at scale. So you need to respond, but you're also responsible for it. So you're responsible to what you're doing, and you're also responsible to third-party damages to your infrastructure. And that's, and also the regulator are enforcing it, you know, more and more because, you know, you need to take responsibility. And that's what we're bringing. We're bringing you the way to take responsibility on your asset. There are other solutions, you know, there is alternative techniques to detect leakage, for example, by measuring the flow in every substation. There are some problems because it's only relevant for very big leaks, and you would like to detect very small leaks. And the most important thing, it's not covering all the third-party intrusion, you know, the hot stepping, someone is digging by mistake and causing huge problems by, you know, damaging the pipeline. So we're trying to say we're giving full coverage to any physical activity along your pipeline. And this is part of the promise. So it's not like solving one problem, but, you know, covering all the physical aspect of your critical infrastructure.
And to answer my last question, is there anything you haven't been able to sense or monitor with it? Any challenges that have come your way?
So I think that if we're looking at what we're trying to guess, which is, you know, leakage, hot tapping, someone digging close to your pipeline, all those aspects can be detected. And as I mentioned, detection is the easy part of it. And what we're proud to say is that we can do very high quality detection with a very minimal false alarm rate. And that's the promise. So all those aspects can be covered in a way that when we're giving alert to a user, he has a lot of confidence in this alert and he knows that with a very high certainty, this is an event that he needs to take reaction.
Thank you. I think that wraps things up very nicely. And thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me for this inaugural episode of the podcast.
Elizabeth, thank you very much. It was my pleasure. Thank you.
So there you have it, a valuable 15-minute masterclass on how advanced fiber optic monitoring is connecting the dots in the move towards digitalization in the global pipeline industry. Your takeaway? Consider implementing sensing technologies that are able to supply machine learning quality data to advance your pipeline monitoring operations going forwards. And PrismaFlow by Prisma Photonics is a good way to start your journey. Thanks for listening to the Palladian Energy Podcast. Subscribe for free on anchor.fm. If you have enjoyed this episode, please rate and review and forward to a friend or colleague.